I met Ash just after my 14th birthday. I was on some local shops to where I live, just with a friend, and he pulled up and we got talking. And I was involved with him for 2 years, and he mentally, sexually, and physically abused me.
It's got to a point now where it's come to court. Did you ever think it'd get to this point?
It's been a very long time. It's been 16 years in total, and yeah, for different reasons is. He's never been fetched on charges till now, so it's been a long road. I made my statement to police about 2.5 years ago. I didn't think for 1 second it would take this long, but I'd rather the investigation take longer and, you know, everything get done properly rather than it be rushed and things missed. So it's been a really difficult road. Such an emotional roller coaster, really. There's been days when I felt really happy. There's been, you know, days when I've kind of hit rock bottom. So I'm just thankful now that it's all over.
And when you think back to your 14-year-old self when you first met Ash, what do you think now when you reflect on that?
Back then, I didn't recognise myself as a victim. I thought he was my boyfriend. I didn't realise that he was grooming me. And I never saw it as abuse. The only thing I did recognise was the violence of it. But he isolated me away from my family, my friends. So, you know, even times when I did want to try and break out, I felt like I had no one to turn to. And when I did, I was just ignored. And I was never treated as a victim. I was always, you know, treated as a criminal or his equal.
What was your motivation for coming forward? Was it, you know, take this man off the streets, he's dangerous, or, you know, what was your motivation?
He were, you know, he definitely needs to be fetched to justice and be punished for the things he did, because, you know, it weren't just me that were affected by this, it was my family. I remembered a lot of girls as well, and I know they was hurt. So it was about getting justice, getting him off the streets so he can't hurt anybody else. And, you know, for me, because I was blamed and I was, you know, called a liar, a criminal and equals mistress. I feel like nobody'll ever be able to call me that again.
In terms of, you know, Rotherham as a whole, what do you think this case might mean for the future in Rotherham?
I think it'll have a big impact on everyone in Rotherham, you know, whether they've been affected or not. There's a lot of people out there that want something done, and I hope by getting a guilty verdict that the other victims out there will think, well, you know, if these girls can come forward to the same authorities that failed them after 2 decades and get justice, then we can as well.
For you to know that he's been found guilty, how do you feel about that?
I think I'll now be able to put some closure on what's happened to my life. I know that what he did to me will never, you know, go away, but I think it's about putting it from the front of my mind to the back and being able to function in day-to-day life. So I think now me family can have closure.
And if you can describe the impact that what you've experienced has had on your life, can you describe? I don't know if you can put that into words.
It's really difficult to put into words because it's had, you know, so much of an effect. You know, I've got an eating disorder. I suffered from depression. I had a lack of education, so, you know, I've never been able to get a good career. There's been so many, you know, mental problems, and, you know, it's even affected me, you know, parenting my children, because there's been times when, you know, I can't cope with everything that's happened to me. So, you know, how can I parent properly when I can't cope myself? So, and one thing it's made me appreciate is how important support networks is, and, you know, to have those support services put in place, because even with all the support that I've had, it's always been so difficult.
If you can give advice or just a message really to our listeners about grooming itself, what would you say? I mean, could it happen to anybody? It's no stereotype.
Yeah, definitely. It can happen to any child. It doesn't matter what background they're from, whether it be good or bad. I think a lot of people think that it's, you know, only happens to children from bad homes. Because as well, what people need to remember is a paedophile can come from all backgrounds as well. When I was younger, I thought a paedophile was some fat old man, you know, looking out his flat window. My abuser didn't fit that description at all. So anyone can be a victim and anyone can be an abuser.